Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Start up the sermon device. There we go. Well, last week, John gave us a wonderful introduction to the three psalms in our summer psalm series. Takes some saying, doesn't it? Summer psalm series. Psalms 23, 22 and 24. Or 22, 23 and 24. You want them in order. And then he led us through Psalm 22. Now, if you missed it, I recommend that you go online and listen to it, because you shouldn't have missed it. It's really worth listening to. And then if you do that, and those of us who are here who heard it, means that this morning we can jump straight into Psalm 23 without any really big preambles. So, Psalm 23 is a psalm of David again. It's a song. It's poetry. It's a prophecy. And it has such a huge insight to the steadfast love of God within all of its words. It's such a joy for me and a privilege to preach on this psalm, and a great opportunity to link it to the gospel that we've just had of Jesus the Good Shepherd. You'll be glad to know that one of the things I do when I start looking at the passage of scripture is I go to the Strong's Concordance and I look at the Hebrew and the Greek to make sure that there's no ambiguities that are going to disturb what I'm going to say. And you'll be glad to know that the Hebrew of this psalm is directly translatable into English. There are no ambiguities. There's no missing bits in the Hebrew. It's all really straightforward. And that's one of the things that makes this psalm really powerful and has made it powerful for and loved and a joy to people down the centuries, because the words that you see in English are actually the words that are really directly translatable from what David wrote in the Hebrew. Which is incredible, isn't it, really? There's no ambiguity there at all. Doesn't mean that there aren't a couple of ways you can translate things, but there's no ambiguities. So, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. What a declaration to start this psalm. What an insight into how God has led his people like a shepherd all the way up to the time when David wrote this. Perhaps 900 years or so before Jesus. What a prophecy this psalm is of how God was going to continue to be the shepherd of his people. A declaration that our God is the same yesterday, today and forever. Our God does not change. Our God is forever our shepherd. For all eternity he will be our shepherd. Our God is the one who leads us. As Jesus revealed, our God is the Good Shepherd. He cares for each of us. He is the shepherd who loves his sheep. The shepherd who seeks out each sheep that isn't yet part of the flock. The shepherd who goes out of his way to search out the sheep that have wandered away from the flock, that are lost, and bring them back to join the rest. He is the shepherd who calls us all by name. He is the shepherd who in Jesus laid down his life for his sheep, for us, so that he could take it up again and lead us forward with all danger to the flock removed. And that is wow, isn't it? What a shepherd we have. A wow shepherd. Our God is an amazing shepherd. And our God, as David said, is my shepherd. He was David's shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's our shepherd. He doesn't just care for the flock. He cares for me. He cares for you. He cares for each of us by name. He cares for us individually. And how amazing is it that our God gives us such personal attention? He individually shepherds us, even as he is shepherding the flock as a whole. And if necessary, our shepherd will put us on his shoulders like they used to, put the lamb on the shoulder and carry us. If necessary, our shepherd will carry us until we can walk again as part of the flock. And that is quite often, isn't it, that we have to be carried. Quite often that we wander off and have to be carried back. What a fabulous shepherd we have. And David says that because it's God who leads us, we shall not want. We shall not want. Our God has resources beyond measure. Our God will supply all the deepest needs of our lives. He will lead us to the living water, to the healing flow of the river of life. And he will lead us to places of joy and peace and fulfillment that we can find nowhere else. And only our God can fulfill our deepest longings and satisfy the deepest needs and the deepest cries of our lives and our souls. Only our shepherd can do that. David says, he makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. So let's just let those words rest for a minute upon us. He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Our shepherd doesn't just lead us to the green pastures. He makes us rest in the green pastures. He makes us lie down. Our good shepherd sometimes says to us, and to the whole flock sometimes, stop moving on. I have brought you to a beautiful place, a place where you can rest, a place where you must lie down. I make you lie down here, a place of calm beauty, a place of still waters. Our shepherd says, enjoy the beauty of my holiness at these times. Lose yourself in the wonder of my presence. Let your life, your soul, regenerate. Let me bless your life with my peace. Receive from me the restoration and the rebuilding of your life and your soul. Renew your spirit in me and move forward. Lie down in the green pastures. We must listen to our shepherd when he says, stop and rest in me. Sometimes we must stop and breathe into our souls the tranquility of God's still waters. We must let his presence restore us. This morning, I was walking on the Cromford Canal before coming here with the dog. And on the Cromford Canal, there's a long tunnel, dark tunnel. And you walk through that and it's dark and the sound is different in there. It's enclosing. And you can see that there's sunlight at the end. And you come out at the end and it's so open. And there's the canal basin in front of you, still waters, if you like. And all the greenery. And the sunlight. And the birds singing. And the sound opens out as you come out of the tunnel. And you hit that place of tranquility. That place of peace. That place where God says, stop. Still waters. Lie down. Rest in me. Just stop and enjoy me. Perhaps for you today, or at this point in your life and journey, you need to take a rest in God. He leads me in paths of righteousness, David says. Our good shepherd will want us to stop and be restored because he can then set our feet on the right path for us. The right path for us to move on. The path of righteousness, if you like. It simply means the right path in God. That's why he wants us to stop and rest in him, so that he can redirect us and put us on the right path, on the road of our lives, on his way. Rest and take direction. You know, our lives, they make, and they do, take many twists and turns, don't they? And as David acknowledged in his psalm, sometimes our lives can be so awful that we walk through what David described as the valley of the shadow of death. You'll notice on the reading that went up on the screen, it was really badly translated. It said the deep dark valley or something like that. The dark valley. Really poor translation, wherever that comes from. It's actually it's either the valley of the shadow of death or the valley of deep, deep darkness. Even valley was missing of that. So just wanted to correct that for you, because David was really specific when he said the valley of the shadow of death and the valley of very, very deep darkness. Okay? And what a contrast that is, where he's just been talking about the tranquil green pastures and the still waters, and now he's talking about the valley of the shadow of death. Or the valley of deep, deep darkness. Our lives can enter a valley of deep, deep darkness sometimes, when we least expect it. One day, everything starts to go wrong. You wake up that morning, you don't expect it, but that day, suddenly things just don't go the way you'd expect. It may be job loss. It may be the death of a loved one. It may be a really bad illness that suddenly strikes. It may be a really bad diagnosis of an illness. It may be a whole raft of things. But suddenly, life can close in on us. And it can be like being immersed in a deep darkness from which there seems to be no way out. You're in this valley of darkness, deep darkness. And it can be so unexpected, this valley that we suddenly find ourselves walking through. and it can be just round the corner, literally for any of us, sometimes. Yet even in the most awful and dire places into which our lives can lead, our shepherd is with us. He is with us. And he's leading us through that valley. So you're not in it on your own. He is there. You can't see him often because the darkness is so deep. And David says that because he is there, because our shepherd is there, we must fear no evil. So how can we be sure that our shepherd is with us? Our good shepherd, who died for us, in the agonies of the cross, bearing all of our sin, passing through death and rising again for us. How can we be sure he's there? Because he's been there. He knows all there is to know and to feel about the valley of deep, deep darkness, or the valley of the shadow of death. He also knows all there is to know about deep darkness, as he was hated without reason, beaten and tortured, just because of who he was. Yet our good shepherd has defeated all the deep darkness, even the darkness of death. Our good shepherd said, didn't he, that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, and even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. For the people of God and for us, even death itself is but a shadow. As in Jesus we have passed from death to life. It is now God who leads us and who has filled us with resurrection life. Deep darkness and death no longer has a right to us. It is a mere shadow that we will pass through, led by our shepherd. And God will be with us in all of life's circumstances of deep darkness, leading us from the front, sometimes carrying us through it. Rest assured that Jesus can guide us through the valley of deep darkness without any problems, because he's been there, and he is there when we are there. So whatever your valley is, he can bring direction and reassurance. Our God will lead us through all the dark valleys of our lives. He will lead us through the deep darkness and into the light, as if coming at the end of a tunnel, out into the tranquility of his presence. He will always be there for us. And even when you're in that dark valley and you can't see him because it's so dark, rest assured he is there, because he is our good shepherd. David goes on to say that you will prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Even when our enemies, or life in general, is pressing in from all angles, and we seem alone and abandoned, when we feel in a corner and seem to have no way to turn, our shepherd says he will prepare a feast for us while the enemies of our lives look on in amazement. The enemies of our lives, whatever they are. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows, David says. God says at those times when everything seems wrong, when everything in life seems against us, then God will bless us the most. He will bless us so much that if we had a container to put it in, it would continuously overflow. And he'd just keep on pouring his blessing in. My cup overflows, David says. To the amazement of all around us, God will show how much we are valued by him and how much he cares for us. Because he will anoint our head with his blessing, which is what the oil was all about. And our cup will overflow. So David closes his amazing psalm by declaring that because God is such a good shepherd, then surely, in other words, without doubt, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We could also translate goodness and mercy as steadfast love. Sometimes those words are translated as steadfast love in the Bible, and sometimes as goodness and mercy. And David was expressing how, because of God being his shepherd, he would all his life be enjoying the steadfast love, the goodness and mercy of God, and be followed around, if you like, continuously by God's blessing. So the thing to do as someone who is shepherded by the living God is always to remember to look behind you. The goodness and mercy of God are following you wherever you go. The steadfast love of God is following you wherever you go. And because you are in Christ, and Christ is in you, you will be leaving a trail of overflowing blessing behind you, just as Jesus did. You will be bringing the kingdom of heaven near to whoever you pass by. What a brilliant psalm, isn't it, of David? The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah.